Back at Union Tunnel Stadium, ready for the second half between the Union Redskins and the Broken Arrow Tigers. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, Richard, and Jeff Johns. 35-0, Union leads, and the Redskins will get the ball to start the second half. Now that Zach has had his halftime Reese's, he is ready to roll. Now, the big question is, how early will we see Peyton Morrison? Do you think after the first drive, if it's 42, does he come out?
I think so. That's what I would say. I think you go out, you hit the gas, get everything you got. Make sure that you don't go to sleep at halftime 35-0, which oftentimes can happen,
sure can.
You know. So you go out, hit the gas, make sure you get a touchdown in there. And once you do, you go ahead and hit cruise control, play good defense, and roll out.
We're about to find out what happens here as A.K. Wilson and Trey Brown are back deep for the kickoff return. And those guys by themselves can change the complexion of the game in one fell swoop.
Now, if they run it back, you'd have to run another series.
Yep. So Broken Arrow is going to kick it off, and Union will run it back. The two are going to collide, but Trey Brown's going to take it around the 15. He's got a little bit of room. 30, 35, Trey at the 40. Now he's surrounded. He'll get across the 45 and the midfield. Trey Brown was one step away from taking that one all the way to 61st and Mingo. He'll go down right at midfield, and the Redskins will be set up first and 10.
I tell you what, that's a short kick. Probably caught it about the 5 or 6. Didn't see exactly where they caught it. The two guys back really, really both wanted that one. And you hate to see that, but you're always encouraged when they want to get their hands on those. When there's finally an opportunity to run it back, now you just start licking your chops, and Trey Brown just took off.
Actually, it was A.K., pardon me. It was A.K. Wilson that did that. So, and actually, you know, if that's Trey in the middle right there, he might be able to break that one and run free. So the Redskins up 35-0. We'll begin at midfield. Two receivers to the right for Grady Davenport. And again, Shamari Brooks is going to be the guy lined up. He's going to throw it right side. That ball is completed really quickly to Nichols. He's going to be up to around the 41-yard line. That's going to be a gain of about 9 for Union. Deacon Pinocchi brought him down, but it'll be, well, they're going to give him the 42. So we're going to call it second down and 2 at the Broken Arrow 42, just underway second half.
Nichols got warmed up last week, and they're going to see him again here.
Second and 2. Brooks lined up to the right side of Davenport. Davenport quickly throws left side. Nichols first down at the 40. Now to the 35, bounces outside. He'll go out of bounds around the 32-yard line. Cordell Myers knocked him out. Boy, quick pace here for Union. That's good for another 11 yards and another Redskin first down.
Like Carlos pop passes. He just takes a quick lateral step, makes a catch. He does a great job of getting to the outside corner, flipped the ball to his outside hand, and just got downfield.
Nichols will come out for a brief second. First and 10 for Union at the 31 of Broken Arrow. They're going to throw it again. They throw it to the right side, and that one's going to go over the head of A.K. Wilson. Davenport really kind of split the difference between A.K. and Brown right there. Not sure who is throwing to. It'll be second and 10, and that'll slow it down.
Yeah, A.K. probably had an opportunity to catch that one, but it was just enough to his outside. He wanted to let it go for an opportunity on the outside for Trey, and it's a no-man's land.
Just underway, second half, 35-0 Union. They'll have second and 10 from Broken Arrow's 31-yard line. Grady Davenport has gone the entire way at quarterback. Shamari Brooks shifts to his right. Tight end, short slot, left side. They're going to hand off to the left side, and that's going to be Shamari across the 30, down to the 25, to the 20. He's going to buck forward to the 19 as he just ran over Gary Mossop. Boy, Mossop came up to meet him, and he lost that battle. 12 yards for Mr. Brooks, and it's a first and 10 for the Redskins now at the 18 or the 19-yard line of Broken Arrow.
The exciting thing to see there is play action draws the outside linebacker drawn across the play, and Shamari had nowhere to And no one to stop him out there.
Three receivers, two to the right, one to the left. He's going to fire to that left receiver, and that is into the end zone. Touchdown, C.J. Moore. C.J. Moore planted the outside foot and ran the little bit of a slant on Cordell Myers. A really nice inside shoulder throw by Grady Davenport, and it's 41-0.
I'll tell you, C.J.'s been itching to get his hands on the ball tonight, and does a great job there. He's got the size on Cordell by about 4 or 5 inches, and goes up and makes a great job of putting his body in between he and the defender, and a deep little post route there for a touchdown.
Really, really nice movement. He put that foot down. He broke it off. Rauschenberg for the extra point. There's the kick, and it's good. So 11:01 to play here in this second half, or in this third quarter, pardon me, and it's now 42-0 Union over Broken Arrow. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
and I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
At Classic Chevrolet.
A five-play, 50-yard drive by Union ends in a more 19-yard touchdown catch from Davenport with the extra point good. It is now 42-0 Union over Broken Arrow. Welcome back to Union Redskin football on KRMG. Broken Arrow takes the kickoff on the left side, returns it to the 22-yard line. Flags everywhere on the field right there. That's Jordan Starks that made that tackle. That drive for Union, no third downs, averaged 10 yards a play, and that was more than crisp.
That was quick hitters, and that's what you want to see coming out of halftime. It looks like no one fell asleep while they were in there taking a break and came out on fire.
Well, since you have Jinx next week, you can't afford now to go backwards. You just cannot. You've got to make sure that you stay on your game, because I don't care how good you think you are yet, and if you win these two games, and it looks like you're going to obviously do that, you still have to be on point next week when the Maroon rolls over.
Yeah, when Jinx comes to play, it doesn't ever matter. We know those games, it could be completely lopsided on paper, and when they come together, it always ends up another way.
So this will be a holding call against Broken Arrow. We'll take the ball back to the 10-yard line. 10:52 to play third period, 42-0 Union, and Broken Arrow has it first and 10 at their own 10. Cade Yeager back to throw. He gets pressure, runs to his left, now runs to the middle of the field, and he'll be swallowed up about the 11. Thornton, one of the guys there. Several others there as well. I think also Devin Bacek jumped in there. They'll give him one. It'll be second down and 9. And, boy, Broken Arrow just found it really tough sledding.
They have. They haven't had much place to go for Yeager back there, just running around trying to get rid of the ball. And that's the first time we've seen old Jordan Kelly, someone slip the reach of his big, long arms.
Kelly was a thinner player last year. I say thinner. He's about 300 this year, so he was probably 280 or so last year. But, man, he just looked like a college football player.
He was just young, right? Young last year, and he's really developed well in the offseason.
Second and 9, Broken Arrow now at their own 11-yard line, trailing 42-0 early third period. Yeager is going to fake the handoff and throw to the left. That ball caught on the left side across the 20 to the 25-yard line up to about the 27-yard line. That was Marchalisi who made that catch. That's the best offensive play of the day. Jordan Starks makes the tackle for the Broken Arrow Tigers. They'll go about 14 yards, move the chains, and they'll opt down to their 27-yard line, first and 10.
Well, that's what you'd hope out of an offense is Kyrie blitzes off that opposite side, and Yeager makes him pay for it. They hit the void where that blitzing backer was, and they pick up about 15.
Trey Brown's in playing a little defense here. We were told we wouldn't see an awful lot of him this year, but he's out at the corner spot. First and 10, Broken Arrow now at their own 27-yard line. Yeager's going to hand inside to Cortez, and he has got about a tough yard, if that. Once again, it's going to be Corey Piercy, Jordan Kelly, and that interior group that makes the stop. It'll be second and 9, and Tigers have had an awful lot of those second and 9s.
Yeah, they sure have, and that makes it difficult on everybody on that offensive side. There's a lot of pressure on the line of scrimmage. There's a lot of pressure on the skill positions, and make sure you make a catch and secure it. I mean, that really just makes it difficult for the offense.
Tigers are using as much of the clock as they can as well. We're down to 17 on the play clock, and they'll come to the line of scrimmage. Yeager again with Cortez to his left. He's in the shotgun, two receivers to his right. Quick handoff to Cortez on the left, and he's met right in the hole. As a matter of fact, he may have run into the back of his own lineman there. He pushes forward across the 30 to the 31 before Patrick Fields jumped over the top and made the tackle. Kelly helped as well. Call it a gain of about 2, and it's going to be third down and 6 for the Tigers, trailing 42-0 with 8:53 to go third period.
Well, B.A. must be doing a lot of line calls at the line of scrimmage there, because the Union's starting to do a lot of shifting on that defensive line of scrimmage. So they're going to line up on an outside shoulder to a 3 technique and then flip over to the 1 or a 0. So they're really doing a lot of shifting, which causes a lot of chaos for an offense trying to call a play at the line of scrimmage.
Defensive coaches for Union yelling a lot of instructions right about now. Don't know if they expect something strange out of Broken Arrow. On this third down play, Yeager rolls to his right, fires back to his left, and that's dropped at the 41-yard line. Trying to get the ball to Marchalisi in there, and he could not quite hold on. It was behind him. Jordan Starks was there. That'll fall incomplete. Patrick Fields was in the area as well, and it'll be fourth down and 6. Now with 8:19 to go third period, trailing 42-0, Broken Arrow give it up again.
Good hustle there by Yeager to try to get outside the pocket with Bacek on his tails again and put a ball out there where it could be, could make a play on it, but difficult.
Sade on for the extra, for the punt, pardon me. He'll kick it away. Landon Wood is back. This ball is going to hit and bounce out of bounds around the 27-yard line of Union. Again, Landon didn't have an awful lot of chance to make any play on that one. That kind of Australian-style kicker, if you will, makes it difficult, doesn't it, as a return guy, Zach, because A, it's low. You don't have a lot of adjustment time. And B, when he runs to his right like that, you just don't know where it's going.
Yeah, you know, it's tough to kick across your body, and you'd think maybe start shuffling a little bit, but you can't over... You know, can't overthink it, really. You got to still play safe and in the middle of the field to catch a return when there's an opportunity. But so far, we haven't seen many opportunities for him to pick it up and run.
We will see Peyton Morrison in at quarterback here on this possession. 8-11 to go, third period, 42-0 Union. And for the first time tonight, Peyton Morrison will come out. We'll get you Grady Davenport's numbers here in a moment. First and 10 Union at their 30. Davenport, or pardon me, that is Morrison, throws quickly to the right. Flag is down as A.K. Wilson makes the catch and goes upwards to around the 37-yard line. But that is likely going to be a hold or an offsides out there against Union. Tucker Dunlap on the catch. Davenport ends the night 10 of 18 for 176 yards, four touchdowns and one pick. And the 10 of 18, all right, you're a little over 50%, but four touchdowns and one interception, those aren't bad numbers. It's not spectacular. It's manageable. But to DI, again, he played better.
Yeah, I think he played a lot better, and they did what they needed to. They started putting some coal in the engine, if you will, still building some steam.
Well, there is a difference between numbers and what a player looks like on the field, which is one of the reasons I always say recruiters need to do looking at the player and not the numbers. And tonight, you look at Grady's numbers, and you're like, meh.
And on paper, you can't see gamer, right? Yeah. You just can't see that, and he is absolutely a gamer.
First penalty against Union tonight. That procedure takes it back to the 25-yard line. Redskins will have it there, first and 15, leading 42-0, 7:52 to go, third period. Morrison raises up, throws to his right again. This time it's caught by AK across the 30-yard line. Third and 33 up to the 34. Cordell Myers makes the tackle. They may give him the 35. Nope, they're going to knock him back to the 33. Wow. But he easily had the 34. So we'll call it a gain of 8. It'll be second down and 7. Wilson comes to the left side. Also out here, Marco Jackson. Shamari Brooks will be the running back. Morrison going to hand inside to Brooks. Brooks is going to run the reverse. They toss it to Trey Brown. He's got some room at the 40, at the 45. Runs into some blockers there and falls down. Why, Trey looked like he had more room. Jeff Wilton made the play, but Trey actually kind of ran right into the pile as he came this direction. He got the first down. That'll be a gain of about 11, and Union will now be at their own 47.
Well, that one comes with that's timing, right? And a reverse play takes timing to make it happen, and the first time you run it on someone else, you're going to have to make a couple plays there. Lawrence Harris is leading that one out to the back. Kind of hesitated, and if he goes downfield to make a block, he's cruising the end zone.
Kevion Cooper in now at the running back slot. Morrison's going to race up, fire quickly to the right side. A.K. Wilson's got room across midfield to the 45, down to the 44. Broken arrow. Crisp drive. Cordell Myers with a tackle, but again, Union really showing a little bit of pace, picking it up. Nichols comes in now at the receiver spot. A.K. will have a seat. A.K.'s kind of holding that left arm like there's a problem.
Him went down on a little bit, but what they're doing is just running a zone on him. They're playing 15 yards off, and Union says, we're going to take that.
Second down and one from the 44-yard line now of Broken Arrow. Handoff to Cooper, and he goes across the 40 down to the 39, and that's good for 5 and a first down. Interior of that Broken Arrow defense made the tackle, but that'll be Tyler Lawrence is the guy that jumped on top of it. That'll be a first down for Union now at the 40 of Broken Arrow, leading 42-0 with 6:33 to go in the third.
And Cooper gets the call there to run the ball. He says, oh, yeah, I'm in the game. I don't have to just block or catch the ball. I'm going to go ahead and get some.
Peyton Morrison again in the shotgun at quarterback, his first series. First and 10 Union at Broken Arrow's 40. And there was a flinch by a Union offensive lineman, and that'll back him up 5. That's the second penalty of the night. Lawrence Harris is the guy who moved. Only 2 penalties tonight on Union. Boy, talk about cleaning it up. They had a couple of those same little yips down there last week at Carroll that we had last year.
In unfortunate positions as well.
Yeah, they cleaned that up, and now it'll be first and 15 again, this time from their own, Broken Arrow's 45-yard line.
Yeah, this game, they don't give you bonus points for pump fakes.
Morrison is setting the shotgun and ready. Cooper to his left. Morrison's going to run the quarterback draw straight up field. He gets away from one man. Good shake right there. Down to the 40 and inside the 40 to the 39. Morrison did a nice job of getting away from one guy. Then McAdams made the tackle. That's a gain of 6. That's respectable. A 2nd and 9.
I'd say the same. He kept his feet moving. A lot of times a quarterback will get someone wrapped around his hips and just quit. He kept his feet moving to pick up some yards.
2nd and 9 now for Union at the 39 of Broken Arrow. Morrison's going to hand inside to Cooper. Boy, he's got some room. Pushes up inside. Shows forward down to the 35-yard line. Nice job by that big offensive line. Carter Key on the tackle. But boy, Kevion Cooper, he's tall and thin, but he put that head down and slammed up in there for a good gain of about four.
I still say, looking up here in the booth, and I don't, it's not on camera, didn't add 10 pounds, but he certainly looks bigger than 170 pounds, and he for sure runs way bigger than 170.
Joshua Cutshaw is going to come in the game as Nate Peters came out with his helmet off and looked like maybe he got dinged. Third down and five, Union at the 35 of Broken Arrow. They'll need the 30 for the first down. Redskins up 42-0. Peyton Morrison waits for the snap in the shotgun. Now looks to the sideline for the call. 14 on the play clock. He has plenty of time. One receiver to the right, two receivers to the left. A.K. Wilson, the inside man. Kevion Cooper, the running back, shifts to the right next to Morrison. There's the snap. Straight back as Morrison has all kinds of time. Fires middle of the field. That ball is dropped. Boy, right at the 28-yard line, it was Lawrence Harris. It hit him right between the numbers, and he dropped it. And that's what we saw last week at South Lake. It was really kind of a bugaboo.
Yeah, that was a great ball there. Right through the middle. Peyton stayed in there with great patience and just knocked him right between the numbers. Oftentimes, that's the worst place to hit a receiver.
Fourth and five now for Union at the 35 of Broken Arrow. They need the 30 for the first down. Peyton Morrison looks like he's trying to draw him off sides. Broken Arrow has jumped twice tonight and given Union first downs, but not this time. Now Morrison goes up, makes a change of the call. He's ready with eight on the play clock. There's the snap. Morrison looks, fires left side. The ball is behind Cooper. Behind Nichols. It kind of just threw it right off his back shoulder, and that's going to be incomplete, and it will be going over to Broken Arrow. So with 5:02 to play, third period, trailing 42-0, the Tigers will get the ball back at their own 35.
Well, Peyton went up to him there off after the missed catch and said, hey, they're blitzing off that corner. You got to snap your head and get your head on a swivel. I'm throwing that ball hot. And Nichols just wasn't ready for the ball, so he was still running downfield to set up on his hitch route, and the ball was already past him.
So once again, Cade Yeager at Broken Arrow will bring them out at quarterback. 5 minutes to play, third period. They trail 42-0. New running back in there for Broken Arrow is going to be Keandre Boykin. Boykin now shifts to the right in the shotgun, standing right next to Yeager. He's going to hand to Boykin off the left side. He's got some room across the 40 to the 45. He's near midfield, and he's going to get there. Boykin gets 15 yards as he explodes to midfield. Jordan Starks on the tackle. Darius Thornton there, too, but the best run of the night for Broken Arrow. 15 yards at a first down at midfield.
Yeah, they popped it off the left tackle there, just kind of cross-play. This zone read still is what they're doing, but there's not a whole lot of read on theirs either. They're just going to give it and let him see what he can get, and they pick up a bunch of yards on that one.
So it'll be first down at midfield, 4:54 to play, third period, 42-0 Redskins. Remember at the half, Broken Arrow only had 44 total yards. They got 15 on that play. Yeager brings him back up. They'll go two receivers to the right side, double tied in. Again, Boykin is the running back. He has shifted to the left of Yeager. Yeager is going to hand off to Boykin to the right. He's got room again across midfield to the 45. Handful of jerseys. He's going to go forward across the 44. Boykin's got another 13 as the Tigers starting to drive it. Eventual tackle there by Dak Woodall. I think you're seeing a whole lot of second-teamers out there now for Union, and that might have a little something to do with why they're moving the football like this. It's first and 10, Broken Arrow.
Yeah, Baycheck's still in there, but I don't see the other guys that were playing first snaps. But nonetheless, your defense never really wants to give up any yards, but right now, Boykin, almost 200 pounds, is really putting it to him.
So it'll be first and 10, Broken Arrow, now at the 37-yard line of Union. Yeager is going to hand off again to Boykin, and this time he's met by Terrius Thornton right about the 35-yard line. So he got a couple, and now there's a flag that's going to come out as two players got caught in a shuffle there at the end of that. Don't know if that was Union's fault or Broken Arrow's fault, but Braden Spicer was caught up in there with one of the Broken Arrow offensive linemen. I think that was Blake Batson. And somebody's going to get called for something.
Yeah, someone's going to get a lecture. And if it's Union, you know Spicer's going to be in a little bit of trouble for that one.
Yeah. Well, it's like they said, national treasure. Somebody's got to go to prison. They're going to move it against Union, and this will take the football back to around the 20-yard line, I believe. Yep, that's where they'll mark it. And so it'll be first and 10, Broken Arrow right there. 4 minutes to play, third period, 42-0. The Redskins are up. Broken Arrow with their best drive against a lot of Union 2s out there. Two receivers, including Kaiser. Matt Kaiser is going to go far to the left. He'll be out near the numbers. Yeager, once again, is in the shotgun. Boykin to his right. Yeager looks. He's going to fire to Kaiser. He's wide open toward the end zone. That ball is caught for a touchdown. Broken Arrow on the board. 20 yards to the end zone to Matt Kaiser from Cade Yeager. For the first time tonight, the Redskins allow Broken Arrow into the end zone. Landon Wood on the coverage. But that's a really nice job by Matt of kind of selling the short route and then heading to that deep route, and a good throw by Yeager. It's 42-6.
And great play call by the BA Tigers there. They've got a zone on the opposite side, the long side of the field, and the outside receiver runs a go route, and the inside receiver runs an out route. So the corner has to kind of play in limbo land. He comes up to make the play on the short route, and the safety just doesn't have enough time nor space to get over and knock it away. And Landon Wood almost made the play, but just not quick enough.
And Matt gave him a little limp play there, too. 3:41 to go, third period. Broken Arrow's on the board. Now 42-7 Union. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
At Classic Chevrolet, we are 29 years strong, and we proudly support all Union athletes and their parents.
29 years of treating you right the first time with excellent customer service.
Affordable financing and an award-winning service department.
Show us your school spirit. Tag us, Classic Chevrolet, on Facebook, showing off your Union pride. We don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car.
Come see us in Owosso at Classic Chevrolet. Online at classicchevrolet.net.
I am with you, I will fight for you, and I will win for you.
Attention fellow Trump supporters, help Mr. Trump win the presidency by picking up the phone right now and calling 1-800-773-1493 to add your name to pledge to defeat Hillary and elect Donald Trump. And call in the next 5 minutes to get your free Trump Pence sticker. Again, call 1-800-773-1493. That's 1-800-773-1493. One more time, that's 1-800-773-1493. Paid for by Liberty Action Group PAC, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023-KRMG.
3:41 to play, third period here at Union Tunnel Stadium. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, Richard and Jeff Johns, and Lindsey Corey's in the booth as well, so we'll name everybody. It's 42-7, the Redskins up after Broken Arrow's four-play 65-yard drive. It takes a minute, 21. Kaiser, the 20-yard catch from Yeager, and that's where we get to 42-7. All right, so we've had an interesting football game when it comes to the fact that Union offensively has just been a machine. Now we're going to see a lot of twos, and that's good. You want to see those guys get opportunities. That wasn't a great, great possession for the twos defensively, though.
No, it wasn't, but they did an okay job. They kept everything in front of them, except the touchdown catch, but that's, you know, that's coachable. You can make those adjustments.
Kickoff's going to go deep, and it's going to be just before the end zone, so Union will have a chance to run it. I think it's Kevion Cooper that's doing it. Yep, Kevion's back around the 15, and that's where he's going to go down. So it'll be first and 10 Union right there, and of course Peyton Morrison took over last time and was able to get his first opportunity to play a little bit of offense tonight because Grady Davenport was so good in the Union building that 42-7 lead.
Well, Union right now with Peyton still a senior quarterback, really came into this season like we've talked about already, neck and neck, and really didn't know who was going to play. He played very well that last that set of downs, but again, super quick, and he's just kind of set in there and relax and just let it happen.
So first and 10 for Union. They're going to place it around the 17-yard line of the Redskins. Two receivers to the right, one to the left for Morrison. Courtney Holmes will be the running back. He is offset to the right in the shotgun as well. Morrison's going to hand to Courtney, and he's going to be met almost right away. He's tried to spin away from one and did not. He may lose a yard. Carter Key was the guy on the tackle, and you can tell that Broken Arrow knows there are twos in there because they're coming off the ball just a little bit faster, getting after it a little bit more. They may be trying to cause the turnover here.
And they're coming up, bringing a little bit of inside heat, which maybe puts it right up the middle, knowing that they're probably going to either run in the middle or throw quicks.
Second and 11 now for Union, and Broken Arrow jumps off sides. It was Darren Walker who tried to anticipate the snap count. Different quarterback, so different kind of a snap cadence, and that can be easily done.
Yeah, and especially, like you said, you know, they're anticipating a little snap. They're getting a little bit more excited. They put some points on the board. So all of that kind of creates a little bit extra energy for the defense, and that new cadence does change things up a lot.
Courtney Holmes in at that running back spot. Two receivers to the right side. Those receivers out there, Jared Nichols is going to be the inside guy. The outside guy is Kyrie Richardson. Here on the near side, it's Marco Jackson. Morrison set in the shotgun. He's going to roll to his left. This is a pure run. He's got a lot of room. 20, 25, 30. He's going to put a shoulder down at the 35. Good job, Peyton Morrison. Put a shoulder down, crunches forward around the 37-yard line. Tucker Dunlap was out there to make the tackle, but in the very same situation in the first half, we saw Broken Arrow just run out of bounds. That time, Peyton, he put the shoulder down and got him a little bit.
He said he wanted to have some, didn't he? He got out there and wanted to let everybody know he's here to play and took every yard he could get and then got a little bit extra.
From the 36, first and 10 Union, up 42-7, 2:30 to play, third period, and there will be flags flying as Union tries to hand it off up the middle to Courtney Holmes. It looks like it's going to be a procedure penalty against the Redskins, and it will. Their third of the game, all three penalties against Union have come here in this third period. Well, moving back from the 37 to about the 32. Nate Peters is the guy we think who.
And I would always take that on first down over they did last week when it was third down or second down, and it made you third down and 15, you know.
They're going to stack receivers to the near side, two stacked right behind each other, two stacked to the right side as well, far out. Once again, Morrison is the quarterback. He's going to hand off inside, and there's going to be no room in there for Courtney Holmes. He might have gotten a yard, but that's a little bit generous, I think. Austin Garrison on the tackle. That'll move him to the 31-yard line with a minute 51 to go here in this third period. 42-7, Union will have second and 14.
Holmes is running hard, and that zone is sometimes a little bit difficult. Looks like, you know, your line of scrimmage tries to keep their shoulders square and just push up field, and the running back picks a lane. He may have missed a lane there, but he's running hard.
Got Buck Henry out there, receiver as well. Morrison back to pass. They're going to throw the screen. Complete it to Holmes. Good block out in front at the 35. He's at the 40. Across the 45. Holmes close to that first down. I don't think he's going to quite get there. Tucker Dunlap on the final tackle. Actually, they are going to give him the 46, and they're going to say he had a first down. I got to tell you, Zach, when he first caught it, I thought he had even more.
I thought he did too, and then when he got tackled, I thought his knees went down on the 45, so good call there picking up the first.
Darius Boone will come in and out the running back spot, first and 10 Union at Broken Arrow's 46. Hand off to Boone. He's across the 45, across the 50. Boone chugging those legs down to the 47-yard line of Broken Arrow. Gary Mossett made the tackle, but boy, look at Darius Boone push up in there. He had three carries for 11 yards last week, and this is a guy I was told before the season they really expect big things.
Well, he looks exciting, and we haven't seen a whole lot from him tonight. He's second on the depth chart. We saw more of Courtney Holmes, so it's good to see him running the ball hard.
I'm told this may be your next big star. So we're going to call it second down at about 3 now from the 47 of Broken Arrow. Fumbled snap almost, but Morrison got it handed off to Boone. But because of that poor exchange, not much happened right there. Tackle in there by Zach Marchalisi. So that's going to be a gain of about nothing. We'll call it third down and about 3 as we saw Morrison kind of mishandle that snap.
Well, Rick, you're going to see that screenplay that you've consistently saw third down. They're going to time that out through the season, and we're going to see that go for big, big yards as it plays out.
31 seconds to go here in the third period, 42-7 Union. Redskins now with a third down and 3 at the 47-yard line of Broken Arrow. They crease that 44. They'll have the first down. Morrison back. He's going to run it himself on the quarterback draw. Plenty of room. Got the first down. Got more. 40, 35. Out of bounds at the 30. Nice job by Peyton Morrison. There's a flag out there, and that's thrown where there's normally some holding. There's also some scuffling going on. Darius Boone involved in some of that shuffling, or that scuffling out there.
Boone and Nichols. It's behind the play is where they throw in the flag.
Yeah, but if it's more than likely a receiver hold, I think that's what we're going to end up with. Yep, Marco Jackson is going to be called, looks like, for the hold. That'll bring that back. You know, really like what Peyton Morrison did there quick-wise. He put a foot in the ground and shifted.
And that's just that quarterback called quarterback draw. Looks like he's going to go up inside, makes a play to the outside, and so far it has shown a pretty decent job of running the ball.
At their 50 at midfield now, it's going to be a third down, and we're going to call it 6 for Union. They need the 44 Broken Arrow after that penalty. 16 seconds to play, third period, 42-7. Redskins are up, and Peyton Morrison will have two receivers to his right. Jared Nichols, one of those guys on the inside. Richardson, the 6'4 receiver. Marco here to the left. Back is Morrison. He's going to have to hurry. Got some pressure. He escapes one. He's going to fire, and that ball is going to go way over the head of Marco Jackson on the left side. You got to give Peyton Morrison a little bit of credit, though. Tawan Daniels on the coverage. Because Peyton really thought, If he fired it, maybe he could get it there, and he just put a little bit too much mustard. It was Zach Marchalisi who put on the pressure. So tonight, I think this is the first punt for Union.
Our stat guy here, Richard John, says that is correct.
One of the Farquhars. There are about a dozen of them. This one's Spencer, who's going to come on to kick this thing away. Of course, his brother Mason, a heck of a quarterback here. Spencer's going to take his time, kick it high. It'll go a little short, but it's going to land and no return. Looks like they're going to mark it down around the 26-yard line, and that's where Broken Arrow will take it over, and that will end the third period. So a 7-0 Broken Arrow in the third, but that still makes it 42-7 Union as we go to quarter four. This is Redskins football on KRMG.